Such conceit. Do you imagine yourself too strong to fight a feeble woman like me? You have no idea who you're dealing with, do you? Very well. You'll just make it easier for me. Not that it would have made any difference. You were doomed the moment you stepped foot in here. Ah! Wake up. Can you hear me? I said,
wake up.
There we are. That wasn't so hard now, was it? Can't have you laze the day away, can we? That's an excellent question. Where are we? Well, to be concise, I had a friend lend me his workshop. The big brute used to hunt dragons, but these days he's content to tinker away at his ridiculous wood sculptures. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. Regrettable as that may sound, his workbench is ideal for restraining bothersome fools such as yourself. Don't bother struggling. If you didn't fight back before, what good is it now? Ah, yes. I've relieved you of that troublesome armor. You won't have any need of it from here on out. Artorius has gone. Thou has succumbed to the penalty of pacifism. And Ornstein has become a glorified bodyguard for that whore of a princess in all her buxom glory. Oh, how I'd love to sink a blade into that cow's oh-so-noble heart. Don't you see, human? Lord Gwyn has abandoned us in favor of linking his precious flame. A fool's errand, to be sure. And, in his absence, truth be told, all that held me together, that kept me bound, my dutiful morals, whatever you'd like to call them, was Artorius. And you killed him, didn't you? That was foolish, I fear. But, in a way, I really should thank you. I'm free now. There's nobody left to love, to honor, or to fight for. I can do whatever the fuck I want. And right now, I really want to play with you. No, shh, it's okay, it's okay. I know what I'm doing. I know just where to stick you without hitting anything vital. I'd never kill you. That would be silly. Because I saw your little dark sign while I was undressing you. I wouldn't want to send you back to the comfort of your nice warm bonfire now, would I? So, instead, I think I'll keep you alive and have some fun with you for a while. Do you like my dagger? It's dark silver, and I'm told it has quite a venomous bite to it. But, for our purposes today, I think that'd be a bit excessive. So I'll just put it over here for now. Now this is more appropriate for what I have in mind. Solid gold and razor sharp. Tell me, human, do you know how many throats this blade has slit over the years? In truth, I lost count long ago. Hear that? The long, cool metal tracing your skin. Feels nice, doesn't it? Excuse me just a moment. That's better. Now it's just you and I. None of that pesky armor between us. Oh, you're right to stare, darling. After all, No living man has ever laid eyes on my bare flesh. You should count yourself amongst an elite group. At least for a while. Oh, looks like you're getting a little excited, aren't you? Tell me, human, what kind of taboo thoughts are racing through your head right now to give you such an impressive erection? Are you perhaps thinking about penetrating me? It's funny how expectations can be so different from reality, isn't it? Here's an example. You thought you'd be penetrating me, but it seems, in reality, I am penetrating you. Oh, don't cry. It's unbefitting of a warrior. Even a human warrior. Oh, Lord almighty. The blood you're gushing. So fucking beautiful. You're leaking like a stuck pig. I could just bathe in it. In fact, let me just lean in and is there anything more erotic, more primal, than being covered in warm blood? I don't expect you to agree. It's hard to appreciate a blood bath when you're on the receiving end. But admit it, you'd probably see things differently if you were in my position, wouldn't you? Don't be so dishonest. You'd be more than willing to slit me open and cover yourself in my gore if you had the chance. You're not better than me. There, now that's better. Look. Look what you did. My breasts are slickened with your blood. I dare say they might make a good sheath for your throbbing cock. What say you, human? Would you like me to show you some mercy? Oh, you don't say. Well, I'd be happy to give you some relief. But know this. If you so much as spill a drop of seed between my breasts, I'll be very displeased. I might just lose my temper. And then who knows how much blood I'll spill. Don't worry. I'll be gentle. I wouldn't want to hurt you. Oh, my lord. I must say, you're bigger than meets the eye now that I have you snug between my breasts. Not as big as Artorius, mind you. But then, he was a real man. Not some fledgling undead who's out of his league. Oh. You should see the look on your face. It's as if you've never felt anything quite so good before. Don't tell me your cherry's intact. That would be pathetic. But in keeping with the impression you've built so far. Don't you dare finish on my breasts. I swear, by all the horrors this world has to offer, if you bespatter my chest with your filthy seed, you'll regret it. So show some resolve and hang on. No, I feel you pulsing. You better be careful. If you spurt that filth on me, it'll be the last thing you'll ever spurt. From your cock, that is. Oh. And that's enough of that. Nicely done. You've managed to restrain yourself from spilling your seed on a captor who's covered in your own blood. You must be so proud. I feel I should be honest, though. I'm getting really excited from all this blood. Now that you've tasted the gentle squeeze of my breasts, would you like to feel the warm embrace of my cunt? Oh, you can't resist, can you? Very well. I think I've earned a little recreation. Why don't you just do what comes natural? I'll just climb on top of you and... nice and slick, just as it should be. I don't know if it's the blood or the dribble leaking from your cock, but I love it. Sorry, but I'm not one for gentle lovemaking. I prefer to fuck my prey into submission. I must say, though your resolve has so far been disappointing, your cock has more than exceeded my expectations. And the way you're throbbing, I can tell you're still close to the edge. Bleed for me, you cunting fuck. Oh, paint me red, you bastard. Oh, that's it. That's it. Thrust your fucking hips up into my juicy cunt. Do it. Fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. What's that? Speak up, human. I can't hear you. You want to... shoot your seed in my tight little gully? Are you that desperate? Willing to seed your rapist just to feel some release? Pathetic. Why don't you just give in and do it? There's no point in denying it any longer. You know you want to. Oh, wouldn't it feel nice to just let go right now? Bury to the hilt my fucking twat. Do it, you bastard. Let it flow. Give it everything you have. Blast it in me. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh, that's too bad. You didn't quite get there before I sliced your cock off, did you? How very unfortunate. Well... at least you're still nice and snug inside me. Even if it's not attached to your body. Don't worry. I'll keep your cock safe in my cunt for a while. Maybe I'll just let it slip from me when it finally softens. Oh, good lord. Your severed cock is still twitching inside me. Tell me, darling. Can you still feel it twitching? Like a phantom limb. I don't bother answering. You're too busy screaming and whimpering. When you calm down, we can try having an adult conversation. That is, if I ever return to see you again. I might just let you expire and wake up at your precious bonfire again. I wonder, do you think your cock might return to your body? We shall see. Until then, why don't you sit and think about what's transpired here? Maybe next time you're asked to surrender something that doesn't belong to you, you'll respond with honor and integrity. Otherwise, I'm afraid you're liable to have more than just your cock cut off next time. Think about that. Farewell, my blood-drenched eunuch. It's been fun.
Thou wert a fool to deny the Lord's blade of the Knights of Gwyn. Thou wert defeated, thine manhood taken, and thine journey wast at its end. Thou wouldest be too late to save Princess Dusk, and the Lord's souls wert beyond thine reach. Thou hath failed. Now toil in thine despair, and waste my time no longer.